Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has condemned the mass shooting at Bondi Beach, which has been declared a terrorist incident. The alleged shooters were a father and son. The 50-year-old father was shot by police and died at the scene. His 24-year-old son, Naveed Akram, suffered critical injuries and is under police guard. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says community members have every right to feel safe.
We will dedicate every resource required to making sure you are safe and protected. You are Australian and all Australians are with you today and every day. There are nights that tear at our nation's soul. In this moment of darkness, we must be each other's light. Australia is stronger than the cowards who attacked innocent people. Australia is braver than those who seek to make us afraid.
A meeting of the National Security Committee has been held, and the decision has been made to keep the national terrorism threat level at probable. The Director General of National Security Agency ASIO, Mike Burgess, says the threat level is constantly reviewed.
So the national terrorism threat level of probable means there's a 50% chance, so one in two, of course. That doesn't mean to say there's a connection to an immediate attack following this one. That is subject to our ongoing investigation. We have no indications that that is the concern at this stage, but of course we will work 24/7 along with our police colleagues to make sure that is the case.
World leaders have responded to news of the Bondi Beach attack, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying all governments must do more to counter anti-Semitism. He says he sent Prime Minister Anthony Albanese a letter 4 months ago warning him to be careful to ensure that Australian government policies do not encourage anti-Semitism in Australia. Mr. Netanyahu has also praised the actions of a Muslim man, Ahmed El Ahmed, a 43-year-old fruit shop owner, who was filmed disarming one of the gunmen.
We saw an action of a brave man, turns out a Muslim brave man, and I salute him, that stopped one of these terrorists from killing innocent Jews. But it requires the action of your government, which you're not taking, and you have to, because history will not forgive hesitation and weakness. It will honor action and strength. That's what Israel expects of each of your governments in the West and elsewhere.
Investigators looking into the deadly shooting on Brown University campus in the United States say it is progressing extremely fast. A man in his 20s is in police custody, with authorities saying it's too early to release further details about the person or their connection, if any, to the university. The shooting happened during final exams, with hundreds of police officers involved in the search for the shooter, who opened fire in a classroom. United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says a lot of progress has been made in talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on a proposal to end the war with Russia. A meeting has taken place in Berlin between Mr. Zelensky and a US delegation, including Mr. Witkoff and President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Mr. Witkoff says discussions took place over 5 hours and will resume again in the coming 24 hours. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.